Hardcore Baseball Talk, Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and Where You Should Put Your Money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
All right, welcome in Over Under 985. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. This is the hottest podcast going right now.
Seriously, Joe, we're doing well, Joe. The numbers are in. They look good. Things are going well numbers wise. College football wise, not so much. Not so much. Depends on the
time of the week.
We struggled last week in college.
Like
football.
I went 5-0 during the week. Yes. I got to Saturday and I sucked. Oh, and by the way, I bet every square game.
You did.
I bet Syracuse loss.
LSU
loss. I did bet Notre Dame. They won. Oklahoma square.
Yep.
Loss.
I told you.
One more. But man, it was just a. It was a tough week, but I did hit the degenerate special Hawaii at +3 at midnight, and it made me very happy.
Yeah, I hit Utah +4. I lost the Miami Florida State under 40, which was brutal because the first half looked so good. The UConn Memphis over started so well and then tailed off, so that was a loss. And then Rutgers +4, they got blown out in the second half. So right now, I can't hit a college game to save my life. It's bad. In the NFL, I'm hitting everything. I'm on a 7-game win streak in the NFL right now, I think. A 7-1-game win streak. I had one loss last week. But I had the Lions this week. And then we hit the Thursday night game as well. So it's just, you know, right now it's just we're having a rough batch and it happens. It's going to happen. We have not been great in college football. We will get better. But, you know, at least we're owning it, Joe. So I know last week you were on the Jags +3.
Ugh.
That was brutal. They did not show up.
I was on the
City.
Over in the Raiders Chargers game. Did you know both teams scored over 30 points in almost every single game going into that one?
Yep.
And
now it's why the line was the way it was. It was a bad game.
You know what else was funny is going into Sunday last week for the NFL. I knew that kickers were going to be some sort of issue in that week. I don't know what it was. I just had a feeling. Like I watched the kicker of the Steelers like doink one off the pole right after the first touchdown, and I'm like, kickers, and poor Mason Crosby. You know, like the day that imagine that though.
He won the Lions game for me. He was so bad, yo. 4 missed field goals, an extra point missed. He ruined that game.
And
just
I can't
brutal.
Believe the Browns with that bunk field goal in overtime.
Yep.
And I saw some stats on overtimes, by the way. NFL teams off overtimes, just looking into this week, they're 4-8 against the spread this season. So the Ravens, Browns, Cowboys, Texans, all coming off overtime this week.
Yep. I also want to mention the Dolphins because I had a small little investment on the Dolphins
God.
Money line.
What a brutal choke job.
So I had a small little investment on the Dolphins first half money line and the Dolphins full game money line. Just like, you know, a little side bet for fun. I like their spread. They were up 17-0 in the first half. 14-0 in the first half. I think they were up 17-0. They get a field goal right at the start of the second half. Bengals ripped off 27 straight points, including 24 in the fourth quarter. The Dolphins lost 27-17. The Bengals not only covered, they won easily, and it was just brutal. Absolutely brutal, Joe. Brutal, brutal loss. Seriously.
That was actually the Ravens one for me. Oh, Ravens was another square play last week.
Yes, it was.
I've been having fun with it. Like I got a little bit of a bankroll going because it's been profitable this season. So I've been having some fun on the square plays. I'm out on the square plays.
It's about time. It's about time. And this is a good week to stop because there's a lot of bankroll busters. I will be fair, Joe. You did take the Cardinals +4 last week, which was a not
based off the trend.
and the Cardinals easily won that game 28-18. So that was a nice one there.
I think another one based off the trend, I think we talked about the military game between Navy and Air Force. Air Force won outright. I think we talked about
that. Yes, we did. And that was the game that I actually posted and then deleted. I was like, ah, we talked about it on the podcast. We did it that, but I mean, I'm not really going to count that because we didn't post it up. But yeah, Air Force easily won that game.
So we might give away picks. And like, yeah, if they hit, we'll brag about it and do a victory lap and all that. But listening to the podcast, when we're breaking down every single game, you might want to like take into consideration some of the things we say, because sometimes we don't take our own advice. We should.
That's valid.
And there are some things we just, you know, we're good on. And
like last week, I went square. I mean, last week I went square in the Jets game. I told you I was going to take the Jets, but like, I like the Broncos. I took the Jets. They won easily. So it's just, you know, I went against my own advice on the podcast, but knew that, you know, when it actually came to betting the actual game, I can't do it. But.
All right, so moving on to college football. Before we get into, like, the spreads and everything like that, if you had, like, a four-team playoff right now, the four teams for you, who are your four teams right now?
Whew.
And doesn't it – I hate to say it, but, like, isn't it the same old four teams? Like
Bama,
Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State,
probably,
and then maybe the fourth is going to be interesting.
I mean, there's a few teams there. There's Notre Dame.
Now I think EM Book's legit, and I think their defense is really good. So I mean, they went with Winbush for early on. Now it's this kid Book's for real, dude. Like I think they have a shot. Depending on their schedule that they have, they went outright. They're going to the 14 playoff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it really depends on how you view Georgia and Clemson. I think that Georgia and Clemson are the two weakest teams. I think Ohio State's going to roll. They have an easy schedule. They're in a moderately easy conference at this point. They beat Penn State. You know, they're going to have an easier route, in my opinion. Clemson has looked shaky consistently, and I don't know if they're going to go undefeated this year. I really don't. Georgia continues to look like a team that, again, will struggle at times. I mean,
and they'll have to play in the SEC championship game if it gets there.
Yeah, of course. You know, but they look like a team that has struggled at times. I mean, they did not beat Missouri convincingly a couple weeks ago. They didn't look great against Tennessee for a while. I mean, I know they had the lead. And again, they beat Vanderbilt. But, you know, now they have to face LSU. Mm. And that's going to be a very interesting, you know, a real interesting game. And this is kind of a gauntlet for them. LSU, Florida, Kentucky, who's been surprisingly fantastic, yep, and an Auburn, and then they finish the year with UMass, which they're going to absolutely destroy, and Georgia Tech. So it's just, you know, I'm not sold on Georgia being undefeated either. I think they're going to lose to one of LSU, one of Florida, one of Kentucky, one of Auburn. One of those four teams they're going to lose to. I mean, I think it's inevitable at this point.
That's why I think Notre Dame, if they can win out, I think they're that fourth team. I'm looking at this week's card, Dan, and I think the game of the week is Michigan-Wisconsin. Vomit. Oh, who wants to watch that crap?
I mean, I'm telling you, that Georgia game, the Georgia-LSU game is going to be really good.
Well, yeah, that would be like your midday, Saturday afternoon. Like, let's see how Burrow bounces back, right? I mean, that's a good quarterback matchup. You know, we'll see how Georgia does against the LSU's defense is good. I mean, no matter what you saw last week, the Florida defense really is legit.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And they're still a quarterback away. They're still a quarterback away. They got Vanderbilt this week. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm just looking at the card. Nothing really stands out to
Clemson
me.
Clemson and NC State is interesting to me.
Yeah,
as well.
Two good quarterbacks.
Although, you know what? That's actually next week. I lied.
Oh,
They're off this week.
Finley and NC State barely covered against BC without A.J. Dillon last week. So, BC's got Louisville. I watched Louisville play last. They're pathetic.
Oh, yeah.
They are pathetic.
They were awful this week. Awful.
Like, there are some teams that I thought were just, like, I'm looking, like, okay, how about this one? Pitt, Notre Dame. Pitt off a win against Syracuse. Now, I'm going to put an asterisk next to that win because there was a lightning thing. You know, Dungy threw that stupid interception in overtime. Notre Dame's minus 21. They're at home. Like, I hate to be square, but like.
Joe, you're breaking your own rule already.
I hate to be square.
One game in.
Oh, I hate to be square. But, oh, jeez. Oh, maybe it is too many points.
This seems like the type of game that Remember I can't remember who Notre Dame faced earlier in the year, but they kind of laid down. I think it was like Ball State or something. They were up like, they won like 24-16, Ball State. Okay,
yeah, early on, and they smoked Wake Forest.
And then they smoked Wake Forest.
It's because they made the quarterback change.
But even the week afterwards, they struggled versus Vandy. They only beat them like 5. This kind of reminds me of that type of game. I think that Pittsburgh will cover. Notre Dame just had, you know, a pretty tough game going into Virginia Tech. I think it's kind of one of those letdown games for them. I think that Pittsburgh covers the 21 for sure this week. I think that that's kind of a decent bet. Pittsburgh covering the 21 there.
Okay. Lifshitz, he hasn't. It's not a PP.
No.
But he likes it. Georgia, LSU. LSU at home, tough place to play. This is a test for Georgia, no doubt. And LSU, I mean, they're, you know, I thought they were really good this year. It's kind of funny, right? They're always great in September, and then October hits, and it's like, what team is LSU? So I'm curious. I know Georgia's been outstanding, but they got to go on the road. They're giving LSU 7.5 points.
So LSU coming off that big loss last week, to me, that loss may have ruined their season, and I think they might know it. I just think, and again, I think that Georgia is due for a loss. I mean, I really do. But LSU has to take that loss and look ahead and be like, well, we've faced Georgia, then we've faced Mississippi State, then Bama, and then they have to finish the year with Texas A&M. They're going to lose at least one of those games, probably Bama, and then maybe Mississippi State, Georgia, or Texas A&M. Their season's over. It's over. I mean, it's over. So my opinion at this point, Georgia, laying the 7.5, they're playing for something. Again, I still think Georgia's going to lose, but I think LSU's season might be over at this point. I think there's a good chance that Georgia is the way to go in this game, laying that 7.5. I think that Georgia probably wins and covers that 7.5, Joe.
Wow. All right, moving on. This is another good game. Oregon hosts Washington. Oregon getting 3 points at home. We know that they had that. Oh, they blew that game against Stanford a couple of weeks ago. Washington's back on track. Gaskins has been outstanding. Excuse me. I don't know. Number 7 versus number 17.
They did not look good last week, Joe. Washington did not look good versus UCLA. I know they beat them, but it was not as easy as the week before versus BYU. You know, a big, tough schedule coming up for Washington. They have to face Oregon, Colorado, Cal, who hasn't been great, but then Stanford, they get a break with Oregon State and finish up the year at Washington State, which is going to be a big-time rivalry game for them. This is one of those games. I think this could go either way. I think the spread is kind of right on the pinpoint. I think it's going to be a real close game. I would not touch it. I think this is one of those games you just kind of leave alone. If you had to make me choose away, I'd probably lean the Oregon. I'd probably take the home dog. But I don't want to touch this game. I really do not.
These could be the two best quarterbacks in the country that at least are eligible to come out next year.
That's true. That is true. So, I mean, if you're an NFL guy, it's worth watching for sure.
Yeah, Browning and Herbert.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Here's another one, Joe. This is kind of a sneaky, interesting game. Utah, Arizona. So Utah won last week outright, and I thought that Utah was the right play last week. They won. It was my only win last week. So, again, just kind of emphasizing how bad I've been in college football. And I know I've been bad, so I'm perfectly okay owning that. Utah laying 13.5 at home to Arizona. 13.5. Now, look, Utah is coming off a big win last week, all right? And I think that they're going to have a hard time versus Arizona this week.
I really do. I thought we were out on the quarterback of Arizona.
We are. So Tate has been bad. Yeah, Tate has been bad. They really have been, to be fair. I mean, they barely beat Cal last week, and I think Cal probably should have beat them, to be honest with you. They lost to USC the week before. They crushed Oregon State the week before that. But, I mean, just in general, Arizona has not been an impressive team to me. Utah, I think, has been very good. They did lose to Washington in Washington State back-to-back weeks. But I still think that they're underrated. I think Utah covers the 13.5 here. However, if they're looking ahead to next week, because then they face USC next week, this could be a letdown spot. So the 13.5 spread has been very interesting in college football, Joe. I think most of the teams that have been laying 13.5 have not covered. I saw a trend yesterday. I think it was teams that are laying 13.5 in college football in the top 50 are 1-7 against the spread.
Wow.
So it's just that weird 13.5 number. So same thing with Penn State and Michigan State this week. Penn State's laying that 13.5 again. So it's a weird number, Joe. And that 13.5 is very interesting to me. I like Utah, but it's a weird spread. So I'd probably go Arizona if I had to choose one. But that game is just really interesting to me. Same thing with BC, Louisville this week. BC's minus 13.5 as well.
I think BC pounds them.
Yeah.
But they're coming off, Louisville's coming off an embarrassing loss on national television.
And BC lost a bad one, too.
Well, they covered. One team covered, one team didn't.
Yeah, I mean.
And we'll see if A.J. Dillon's back.
I'm not impressed. I was not impressed by them at all.
I got one more game for you, and we can kind of scattle on to NFL. But
sure.
This was a huge game last year, if you remember. UCF in Memphis, all right? I think UCF is one of the best teams in the country. I do. And at some point, if they can win out and someone gets knocked off, like a Georgia you were talking about, maybe even a Notre Dame, UCF would close. They're 9 right now, Dan. They're 9.
Yep.
Someone gets knocked off, they move up. Someone else gets knocked off. Now they're at 7. Hypothetically, someone loses the SEC championship game. Now they're at 6, possibly 5.
Yeah, they crushed SMU last week.
They could somehow, some way, if this thing gets out of hand and teams don't do their job, they could hover around the 4-team playoff.
They could.
They're playing Memphis, who puts up a ton of points. I watched the Memphis game against, it might have been Tulane a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
They got a dynamic running back and a good passing game. UCF is going to roll them. And I remember last year, it was back and forth. The total for this one's 81. For me, from what I watching last year's Memphis game, these two exact teams, I know Frost isn't there anymore. Shaquem Griffin's not there anymore. UCF is still a wagon. I would take the 4 points on the road in this game.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, I do think that UCF is going to have some tough games coming up at the end of the year. So this is probably they need this win. I mean, they have to win this game.
It's a rivalry game too, you know, like this.
This is a big one for them.
Memphis has had more time to prepare.
Yeah, and again, you know, UCF finishes with a tough year. I mean, Navy, then home versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a top 25 team right now. And then they're on the road versus South Florida. I mean, that's pretty much the game.
South Florida just, you know, took down BC last week, but that's gonna be a tough game for them.
It's an interesting one, Joe. I mean, you have to like the over, right?
81, yeah.
I mean,
that's the rule, right?
I mean, again,
highest total over.
I mean, it's so square, but I mean, Memphis and UCF just score a million points.
One last one: does Alabama cover the 28 against Missouri and Drew Lock?
I'm gonna go with no.
Okay.
I'm going to go with
It might be time to start fading Alabama.
I think this is going to kind of start to be the point where Alabama crushes in the first half.
Yep.
And you just take Alabama first half, and then you come back on the other team in the second half. I think that's exactly what I did last week, Joe. I had Alabama first half. They obviously struggled. You know, they ended up covering the first half number. I think Missouri is one of those teams that probably, you know, they know they're not going to win this game, but I like Drew Lock, and I think that team is going to come back, and they'll probably cover that second half. I think that it's going to be, well, again, classic Alabama getting later in the season. Bama covers first half. They fade down the stretch in the second half, put some, you know, some secondary pieces in, and struggle down the second half, and that's kind of the way that they just go.
All right. Well, there's your college football roundup for this week. It's weird because now, you know, it's fall. People have things to do on Saturday. Like, my problem was I was sitting around all last week, and when you start just looking, like, I took Auburn against Mississippi State. Auburn hasn't scored a touchdown in weeks. You know? Like,
yeah.
Just, oh, so dumb. So square. I mean, you know, it's just, when you're sitting around and you got nothing to do and you don't have information, I'm telling you, you can get burnt in college football. So I don't love the card this week. There's a few games. I think there's going to be a ton of action on that LSU-Georgia game.
Oh, yeah.
So, buyer beware, fade or follow, whatever picks we had, and I'm sure we'll bust out a few. But once this thing starts getting real at the end of the year and we start to know who's real and who's not, I think it becomes a little bit easier to cap in college football.
Go ahead and fade me in college football right now. I've been god awful. I'm willing to own it. Fade me in college football. I do not suggest you fade me in the NFL. I've been rolling. I just can't get on the same page. But
there is just so much going on in the NFL. I do want to just say quickly that you can hear the Over Under 985 podcast on 985thesportshub.com or on the app. While you're there, you can listen to the other shows on 985thesportshub.com and our other podcasts as well. Our buddy Matt McCarthy does the Hardcore Baseball podcast.
It is fantastic. I highly suggest listening, especially right now before the Red Sox Astros.
That's right. Huge. And if you're a wrestling fan, there's a lot going on there. Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Check that out. And our very own Bob Soucy, voice of the New England Patriots, has one. Beyond the Gridiron, I believe it's called.
Yes, and Soucy's one of my favorite people at the station.
So
quietly one of my favorites.
And I'm sure there'll be a basketball podcast at some point, right? And I heard there's a food podcast now.
A food
the
podcast?
Hub Grub. I don't want to say it the other way. But yeah. Yeah, so check all those out at 985thesportshub.com. I have some trends for you, Dan, in the NFL this week.
Oh, Joe, give me the trends because I have a lot of picks this week. There's going to be a bunch
of
picks.
Your eyes lit up. Last week you were like, this card sucks.
I told you the card sucked. What did I tell you? Did it not suck?
Yeah.
It sucked.
Got my ass kicked. Yes. It sucked. I'm the one. You said take Detroit. What did I do? I took Green Bay. Okay. I took Baltimore. I took, who else did I take? The Steelers won, which thankfully that hit. That dreadful Texans Cowboys game. Oh, vomit. And the Eagles have an issue. And they're playing Thursday night football.
I'm telling you, that team is severely overrated by the public.
They should make a trade for Le'Veon Bell, but they won't.
No, they won't. No, they might get LeSean McCoy. Like, that's a team that I could see.
He go back there?
I could see LeSean McCoy going back to Philly. I just think that it's too little too late for this team. I don't think they're going to win the division this year, Joe. I think that they are going to revert to kind of what they should be, which is a 9-7 type NFC East team.
Okay.
I don't like them.
All right, I'll give you a couple of trends quickly. In college football, the over-under this year is 224, 183, and 1 for the over versus the under. In the NFL, it's 42-36.
Interesting.
Weird.
So those new rules have not pushed the over as much as we thought it would be.
Now, I did see Schefter tweet today that most touchdowns at this point, most yards and all that crap, of course.
But, of course, the bookmakers adjust for that every year, so that's a little different.
Yep. And then I saw some totals this week in the NFL just to catch up on a few of them, and there's been some movement. The Giants-Philly Thursday Night Football went from 43-45. The Chargers-Cleveland went from 44-46. Bears-Miami, the Bears went from 1.5 to 3-point favorites. Total went from 43-41, which is interesting. Pitt at Cincinnati this week opened to 53, now at 54. Seattle and Oakland, Seahawks were -2, now they're 3. So the money's coming in on them, Dan, which I know you're leaning on that one.
Oh, man.
Jacksonville at Dallas, Jags went from 1 to 3. And Kansas City, the total went from 57-59.5.
So let me just put this out there. I love this card. Oh, do I love this card. This is a better's dream of when you like to fade the public. But forget about even doing that. This is just a better's dream. I think that this card right here represents one of the best of the year. I think you're going to find a ton of value this year. I really do. I think this is really just, this is everything you could possibly want. I love this card, Joe.
You ready for some value?
Yep.
NFL home dogs this season. 15-7 against the spread.
Love it.
There are 6 this week.
Love it.
The Giants tonight. Oh, sorry, on Thursday Night Football, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. The Browns +1 against the Chargers. The Titans are +3. Broncos are +7, and the Cowboys are +3. So I know Lifshad's.
Did you say the Titans?
Yeah, Titans are +3.
Yep. No, sorry, I missed it.
And, of course, there's that big Chiefs-Patriots game. The line sitting at 59.5, as we discussed. There's only been 2 other games that opened with a total that high. In 2000, the Rams and 49ers opened at 61.5.
Wow.
And in 2004, The Raiders and Chiefs opened at 60.5.
Do you know the results of those games?
I don't.
Okay, I'll look them up.
I wish I did.
No, look them up. Do you have? Can you give read me the years again? I'm interested to see.
Yeah, 2000. It was October 29th of 2000. Rams at 49ers. Maybe you can pull up the box score there.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing.
And just while we're on it, while Dan looks that up, we've only seen 2 5-0 teams set as underdogs by more than a field goal in the last 21 years.
34-24 went under.
Wow.
Okay, and what was the other one?
Wait, 34-24, wouldn't that be?
58.
58, yep.
Yep.
Sorry, my math. and the other one was December 25th, 04. Raiders at Chiefs. But as a 5-0 team, as an underdog, hasn't happened in 21 years. Last time it happened was the Patriots at Cowboys.
31-30 that game. 31-30. What was the over
the
there?
The line in that one was 60.5.
Whoa, went over by half. Interesting. So 1-1.
Wonder if anybody bought the hook in that one. But yeah, Chiefs 3.5. So we'll touch on that game. Just wanted to throw out a bunch of trends out there that I don't know. And overtime teams. Oh God. Overtime in the NFL sucks. I'm sorry. Some people love it. I don't. Out on overtime rules.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
All right, let's do some of these games here. All right, so Thursday is out. So let's get to the games on Sunday. I know what side Dan's leaning on this one, but the Colts, off a spanking of the Patriots, where the Patriots did cover against a team that covered a week ago. The Jets, they're 2.5-point favorites at home against the Colts.
Yes, I like the Jets this week, Joe. I don't even think this is that tough. The Jets have just been the better team, and I think that the Colts are going to be, again, one of those overplayed, overvalued teams because of their quarterback, because of, you know, who they are and because of who the Jets are. So, you know, the Jets will be continuously undervalued. I think that, you know, last week I came on the podcast and said that I would take Denver in a square play, and I ended up betting the Jets because I can't go against my betting principles. My betting principles are just not to be that square. And so, I mean, I'm gonna roll the same this week. I think the Jets at 2.5 are gonna cover that spread pretty easily. I think they'll beat the Colts by, you know, a touchdown or so. I think that, you know, it'll be one of those games where, you know, Andrew Luck, there was a few interceptions. That Jets defense is pretty good. Their run game has been extremely good. Bilal Powell went nuts against the Broncos last week. I think that, or sorry, not Bilal Powell, Isaiah Crowell.
He's one of the best running backs in the league.
So Crowell went nuts against them last week. And Bilal Powell still had a pretty good game. I still think he had like 70-plus yards. So I think the Jets run game is going to be very effective against the Colts. And Robbie Anderson had a big game last week for the Jets. I just like the Jets here. I really do. I think this is a good spot for them. They're a decent home team. They can't win for anything on the road. But, you know, Jets at home, give me the Jets -2.5, Joe.
I actually lean that way as well. The running, if there's one thing we've known about the Colts over the years, they struggle to stop the run. I think they're going to have issues that day. And it's going to open up the passing game for Sam Darnold. Moving on, Carolina off that Graham Gano 63-yard field goal goes on the road this week to Washington, who got blown out on Monday Night Football. Washington's on a short week here. Carolina's riding that high, but they're going on the road. Greg Olsen has been practicing again. I don't know if he'll play in this one.
He said he was going to play, Joe.
Really? Wow. Okay.
He said he was going to play, and he's going to require surgery at the end of the year.
So the line, though, is Washington favored by one.
So, yeah, it's a pick 'em. I mean, it's a pick 'em depending on most places. I have him pick 'em right now. Listen, I think that, I mean, the Panthers won that game last week, but it was not convincing. They did not cover. It was a game that mattered against the spread. The Giants actually ended up covering the 3 points. So Gano hit that field goal, but the Giants ended up covering in a rare circumstance. I'm going to take Washington this week. Hmm. Coming off a bad Monday night loss, and they got spanked. They really did. I thought, you know, originally I thought, initially I thought that Washington
off
would
the
be,
bye week as well.
Okay, well, initially I thought Washington would be the undervalued team, but it turns out that everyone loved the trendy dog on Monday night. Everyone went Washington. I ended up going opposite with New Orleans. They hit quite easily, just crushed that game. I'll tell you this right now, Joe. I think that people are going to be buying on Carolina this week. I like Washington. I really do. By the way, the Jets minus 2.5 is a PP. I forgot about that.
Oh,
Jets,
pee-pee.
2.5, PP, PP. The Redskins this week barely missed my cut for a PP. Most weeks, this would be a PP, Joe. But just because the card is so big and there's so much I like this week, I'm going to say no. But I very much like the Redskins in this game.
Square play alert. I think everyone's going to bet Carolina on that one.
Yes, I think everyone's going to bet Carolina on that one. I think that Washington's going to win.
Home dog, Oakland Raiders plus 3 against Seattle. Seattle covered last week against the LA Rams.
They did. So that was a huge game for them, and this is a big letdown spot. Big one. I think that Seattle's going to struggle. Again, we just have not seen them be that great on the road. We have not. And again, I know this is in Wembley, so it's a bit different. It's a London game. It's totally different. These London games are weird. They're wacky. They're totally different. And because of that, this is not a PP. It's not. But Oakland, basically a neutral field. I mean, you know, it's interesting too, Joe, because Oakland is technically the home team, but it's basically a neutral field. And the bookmaker is still only giving Seattle 3. It's really interesting to me. It really is. I kind of like Oakland to win this one and cover. I think that, I mean, Oakland is a bad team, man. I picked the Chargers last week. Oakland is a bad team, but maybe this is kind of where they get the win. I don't know. I wouldn't bet it. It's the London games. If you want to bet a London game, I bet the overs in the London game. That's what I do. I naturally bet the overs in the London games. So, and I know that, again, that's because that's the anti, you know, the anti kind of like media thing to do. But if you had to choose a side, I'd probably say Oakland. It's a weird game. I'd probably just lay off the spread.
This is the London game?
This is the London game.
How come it's not at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, because they're trying to do them more in line with everyone else now.
I kind of didn't mind the London game at 9 a.m.
No, I hated it. Hated it. You have to get up at 9 a.m. on a football Sunday.
That's with degenerates.
Hard pass. No, hard pass.
Just like the Hawaii
game. I needed
at
a
night.
Little sleep from the night before. It's a long college football Saturday. Hard pass.
Moving on here. 1 o'clock games. Arizona plus 10 off a straight up win against Minnesota as a dog off a straight up win, who are double digit favorites. What happened earlier this year when they were double digit favorites, Dan?
Yeah, this I was going to say, this spread reminds me of that Bills game. It's interesting. I think Arizona should be getting at least 12 here, especially when Minnesota's on at home. That being said, I mean, I don't know how you can want to take anything in this game. I really don't. I don't think that there is a very good advantage on the spread. I think it's, if you want to take Arizona, okay. I think there's better players on the board this week. I just, there's nothing I really like. If you are going to give me something, I like the over 43. I think the over in this game is the way to go. I think that the over, the total should be, you know, around that 39 mark. And that's 43 to me. Reads that, you know, they think there's going to be a few points in this game. I like the over 43 if you had to choose a side in this one, Joe. I don't want to touch the spread.
Okay.
Thoughts? Anything for you?
I think Minnesota's getting hot. I think they're getting hot.
Interesting.
But they have problems closing out games.
They do.
So.
That back door could put it over too, Joe. That's the type of thing that, you know, you can see there.
All right. So I got one for you this week. I'm going to pee-pee it.
Here we go.
And most people might poo-poo it. I like the Falcons at home 3.5 against Tampa Bay this week. I was riding the Tampa Bay train early on. I watched the Falcons last week. They can score, but they have defensive issues. And I don't know, Jameis Winston on the road. I think Atlanta just plays better at home. I think a lot of people will lean towards Tampa Bay because of the way, you know, Atlanta's been. But Atlanta needs this win or they might as well start trading guys.
I mean, at this point, is their season over, Joe?
They have to win the game.
I mean, what are they 1-4 now?
They if they don't win, they got to trade. They got to start looking at trades, whether it's Freeman, whether it's, you know, because the defense is brutal right now. But like, They're a good team, but, like, I don't know, a couple of years removed from the Super Bowl, and this is what they look like. They need this win, so I would bet -3.5. I buy the hook, by the way.
First off, you know me. I tell you almost all the time, don't buy the hook. I think that this is going to be an interesting game.
Oh, by the way, I saw a stat this week that said that if you have bought the hook since, like, 2008 or something, you've lost, like, $30,000 or something like that.
Yeah, dude, you should not buy the hook. It's not profitable because most teams that win always cover. So, I mean, I will buy it sometimes in these sort of circumstances, Joe, like on a 3 to 7 or a 3 to 2.5 or a 7.5 to 7 or 7 to 6.5. Like, there are circumstances I will, but it's few and far between. Like, if I'm confident laying a 3.5, then usually I don't want to buy a hook. You know, there has to be specific circumstances. To me, this is one of those square plays, Joe. I think that Atlanta is...
You think Atlanta's a square play?
I think Atlanta's a square play this week. I really do. I think that Tampa Bay is going to be undervalued because, you know, they have not been great the past few weeks. Atlanta is just a natural public favorite despite their terrible play last week. Man, I probably wouldn't take either one of these teams, to be honest with you. I think that this is kind of a stay-away game. The over 57.5 is intriguing because every home game for Atlanta has been over. But that over, I mean, it's intriguing, but it's too much for me at the same time. So
I'm pass
on the
hook. I like Atlanta, but I would pass if you really needed a lock, which there's no such thing of on a Sunday. Yeah, oh, by the way, please stop tweeting. I need 3 locks, man, for this weekend. You're not going to get them from us. Locks? You know what I feel about locks? When you say the word lock, you ever watch Goodfellas and the mush is at the track, you know, and they find out that they're all on the same horse? What's everybody do? They rip up their ticket and they leave because they know the mush is on the same pick. When you ask for a lock, that's the same exact feeling I get. You just don't ask us for locks anymore.
I'll tell you this. I had a lock last week. It was Khabib, Joe. What did I tell you?
That's right.
Biggest bet of the year. I told you it was a lock.
Well, it wasn't a lock.
It was a lock. It was a Lipschitz lock. I don't even know. I didn't know another way to say it. I just was so confident in that play. But yeah, you're right.
I was very confident in the play.
Joe's 100% right. Don't call it a lock.
I wouldn't call it a lock.
Do not call it a lock. But yes, it was. To be fair, Joe, we should give us credit. We crushed the UFC card last week.
Yeah, victory lap.
Especially Khabib. Victory lap.
Yeah, Lewis won as a dog with 15 seconds left. Yes. I got him at +130. There was another dog that won. I can't remember, but I think he was like +220. So I think overall it was like 100 and something.
Well, on the pay-per-view card, their dogs were 2-2. We would have been plus... around half a unit, 0.55 a unit. But the other dog that won was +105, and we had Khabib. So we would have been up, technically, if you just played $100 for all of those, you would have been up $155.
Yeah, I think we won $130, yeah. Was what happened. But hey, profitable week, Abe. You bet $1,000 on them all, you would have been up $1,300.
Yep.
So, UFC underdogs. And it was fun because we were like, hey, I like this guy, the black hair. You know, and it was like, all right, let's take him, you know. I also hit the overs, too.
Nice.
The over in the Khabib fight as well. All right, you ready for home dogs again?
Indeed.
Home dogs are owning it this year in NFL football. And this brings up the Chargers going on the road to Cleveland. Cleveland has been in every game. You could make the argument that Cleveland could be undefeated this season.
If they have a kicker. They might have been... They would be very. They had a kicker, and the refs didn't screw them in Oakland. Seriously, I mean, other than that, I mean, they've been pretty good in every game.
Entertaining as hell.
They've been a good team. Mayfield is fun to watch, man.
He is.
That kid is like what Johnny Manziel we all thought was going to be in the NFL. He's just wild and spunky, and he makes plays out of nowhere. He's fun to watch.
They got a good running game. Duke Johnson finally made a big play last week.
Nick Chubb has been awesome.
Chubb has been good. Higgins has been really good for them.
Yep.
Considering Landry gets all the attention and Njoku and all those guys, like he's been pretty good as well. So Cleveland's defense, I have faith in. It's, you know, whether that kicker can kick. Chargers, though, you know, again, they covered last week.
Yep.
They got to get going as well. But I think everyone's going to take the Chargers in this game. I like Cleveland at home.
I do, too. Is that a pee-pee for you, Joe?
Not yet. You know what? I announced it on the radio today, Touch and Rich on our Thursday appearance. What the hell? Why not?
All pee-pee. Right, pee-pee for
so
Browns.
So when you ask me this week, what's my pick on Sunday, I'm going to say Cleveland Browns.
All right,
you know what I mean, though? I've gone against them a lot. The game that they won, their first win, I did have them. But every other game, I faded them, so well, I can't fade them anymore.
You and I both had them that week, so that was good. Joe, double PP, Cleveland Browns. Wow. I like the Browns this week. I really do. I think that this is going to be another one of those games where they're severely undervalued. I mean, really, again, if you take a look, a non-biased look at the Browns, they have two kicker losses, a ref loss, and a tie. They should be very good. They should be really close to undefeated. So I like the Browns. I think they're severely undervalued again. I'm not saying they're going to be 9-7 this year, but 5, 6, 7 wins is not out of the question for this team, Joe. I like the Cleveland Browns at home. You know, a plus one, I think, is -110. I would, at this point, would just take the money line at -102. Just take the money line, Cleveland -102.
No juice either.
No juice. Cleveland -102. Just, you know, just lay it. I like the Cleveland money line.
All right, tell me if I'm a square in this one.
The answer is yes.
Pittsburgh on the road at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's -2.5. The Cincy team is just odd to me. Like, I watched them beat the Ravens. They come back to win last week in dramatic fashion. Like, they have a little running game, right? Mixon's been pretty good. But I like Pittsburgh in this spot. I just think they're going to get going, man.
I think they're awful. I really do not think they're a good football team. I think they got lucky versus a bad football team. I think we all categorically
John Connor ran all over Atlanta.
I think we categorically have misjudged Atlanta since the start of the season. I think that they're not as good as we think they are. I think that Pittsburgh. I think I've been pretty spot on with Pittsburgh this year. They've been disappointing so far. I think they're going to disappoint you this week. Cincinnati is -2 at home in my book. Cincinnati -2, PP, I like the Bengals.
Ooh.
I like the Bengals. Ooh. I like the Bengals, Joe. And I'm okay. We can go against each other if you like Pittsburgh.
No,
don't be scared to pick them.
Basketballs. We're just shooting around, looking at games, shooting the breeze about them. You like Cincinnati. I like Pittsburgh. Let's see what happens on Sunday.
Interesting.
That's all I can tell you.
Let's review this one next week.
Let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Now, this is one that I will not bet. I won't touch. But I also heard that there's some inside information of possibly an injury to a quarterback. So, therefore, Houston, who didn't cover on Sunday, is now 10-point favorites against Buffalo.
So, I've heard that there's some injury issues with Deshaun Watson. That's all I'm going to say. I knew, and I told Joe before he came out and said, I'm going to play this week. Then told him that there were some injury issues.
And then I blew up his spot on the radio.
You did blow up my spot on the radio. So we'll leave that off the podcast, luckily. So if you listen to the radio, you got the inside information. Otherwise, I'm gonna leave it off here. I do think that Watson is way more hurt than he's leading on. He says he's going to play. He says he's going to play. So if he plays, good for him, because it's a tough injury to play through. Think Patrice Bergeron a couple years ago. However, that doesn't – I don't like the injury enough to take Buffalo right now. If Watson is going to play, then Buffalo is a no play for me. If Watson doesn't play, I would get down on Buffalo. So if you want to risk it, you want to take a small risk there, maybe like a small parlay. You think that, you know, you like one of the other picks. You want to parlay with something small. I don't recommend you parlay things often. Two teams at max. I'm telling you, do anything more than that, you're going to lose your ass. I think that this is a okay opportunity if you want to do, you know, want to double down with something small. I think that Buffalo plus the 10 here is okay.
I'm out on this game, but I do think Buffalo is being disrespected by the odds makers, and you're all going to bite on it and fail, and it's going to hurt real bad. That's what I think is going to happen.
Interesting. I, I'm I mean, I think that Buffalo is going to be a public dog. I think 10 points is a lot this week.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of points.
So I don't know. I mean, I think if Watson plays, the Houston covers. I do.
All right, Dan.
We'll see.
Couple of games. Can we get? Let's just get one out of the way because I don't care.
Well, we have one more 1 o'clock game.
That's where I wanted to go with it.
Okay.
Chicago, Miami. All the money is going to come in on Chicago. All of it. And you know what's going to happen when a cold climate team goes to a warm, hot climate in Miami, yet Miami's getting 3 points as a dog? Here's the question. Was last week's loss so bad that it ruins the Dolphins' season?
No, I mean, they need a win this week. They are down. They've been awful for the last 2 weeks. It has been the Bears. I mean, it has been the Patriots and then the Bengals. The spread is interesting, Joe. It opened up at 2.5. So it opened up at 2.5. To me, what that says to me is that people, they wanted everyone to buy up the Bears to 3 or, you know, but they were not scared of putting a +2.5 on the board for the Dolphins. To me, that says enough. To me, that says that the books think that Miami is going to win. I think there's going to be a good amount of money on the Bears. I think that Miami is in a decent spot this week. I don't think they're in a great spot, but they are in a badly needed win. They need a win to stay in the playoff hunt this week. I think Chicago is going to rebound next week versus the Patriots. I think that's a look-ahead line. The Pats are -3 on the road in Chicago next week. I think that's a look-ahead line. I think Chicago is going to start looking ahead to the Patriots, kind of over past this Miami game. I like Miami +3 or +3.5 if you want to buy that half. I think this may be a game where you might consider it. I'm not personally going to do it. Not going to. However, if you would like to, this may be one of the games this week you might consider buying a half point. I do not suggest you do, but I would not fault you for it. Because I think Miami is going to win.
Square play alert, but I love the Chicago team this year. I'm not betting it.
You're not betting
Chicago? Betting it.
Okay.
I like what you're feeding me with Miami. So, you know, if you like home dogs because they've been so successful, this might be a good spot for
home dog off back-to-back losses versus a cold weather team
off a bye
and need a win.
And I heard that there's something going on with Jordan Howard on that team too. So
interesting.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. 4 o'clock games. Let's bang a few of these out because I hate 4 o'clock games.
I actually like the card this week. First 4 o'clock game I've liked.
Denver getting +7 at home against the Rams. I don't think they can keep up the scoring.
Yeah, the over-under is 52.5 here. That is an interesting over-under for this game for sure. The 7 is so weird, Joe. It really is. I mean, Denver, but this is, again, can L.A. score that many points on the road? Like, we saw Seattle dismantle them.
Yeah, but
week.
I feel like Seattle is like the 12th man. It's a different spot.
It's a bold, okay, but Denver's loud. Mile High is loud. It's high altitude. It's not the same, but it's not totally indifferent either. I mean, it's not, we're not talking about, you know, going to Jacksonville, Joe. We're still talking about a good crowd in Denver. I like Denver here, man. I do. I like Denver +7. I think there's a good chance that this gets the 7.5. I think that Denver was overlooking last week's game versus the Jets. Look ahead to the Rams. They struggled last week. I think this is kind of a spot where the Rams might be a letdown play on the road, second week in a row. Now, again, Seattle versus was a divisional matchup. Very different. You know how I feel about those. I like Seattle last week. I like Denver this week. I like Denver. I think that that 7 ends up getting the 7.5 at some point. I really like that 7.5. I might lay off this week and wait for that 7.5, but I think that Denver covers the 7 this week.
Oof.
I do. I really do. I think that Denver backdoors that 7 this week.
I don't have the stones to take Denver, even though home teams against the spread have been 15-7 on the season. So, yeah, sometimes you got to ride the trends a little bit here.
And these are all home dogs, Joe. The 4 o'clock is all home dogs.
Including Dallas and Jacksonville. To me, this is Jacksonville all day long. But We know that home dogs played well. Dallas defense did look good the other night. And I do blame a lot of Bill O'Brien in the offense. You're on the goal line three times. You can't punch it in. You made Dallas look like they were world beaters, you know? I think Dallas has problems putting up points. I think they'll certainly have problems doing it against Jacksonville. Call me a square, but I like the Jags going on the road winning this game.
Man, this is a spot where I want to be square so bad. Like, that two spread is so weird, man.
It was like 1.5 at some spots.
Yeah, it opened at 2. Most places it opened at 2 or 1.5. It's a weird game. I mean, again, when you open that 2, 1.5, it means they think, it really truly means that they think that there's a good chance that Dallas wins this game. But, man, I cannot. I mean, what is Dallas going to do? Are they going to run the ball? I mean, if they run the ball successfully on Jacksonville, they will win this game. Because Ezekiel Elliott is one of the top two backs in this league right now. He really is. He has been awesome this year. So if Dallas can efficiently run the ball on Jacksonville, they will win this game because I think Dallas has the corners to play Blake Bortles. And I think that we're seeing that the cornerbacks that he's been playing, I mean, last week he was bad versus Kansas City, and their corners are not even that good. So, I mean, is Blake Bortles kind of reverting back into what we've known him to be? I think that there's a chance that Dallas wins this game. I would definitely lean Dallas this week.
Oof.
Definitely.
And again, the square is Jacksonville in this one. Be careful. Look into it. I do think Dallas is going to have issues offensively against that defense, though. But, hey, that's a 425 game. Tread lightly, especially if you win some dough or you're trying to double down that 4 o'clock game. I'll give you an interesting one. We mentioned that teams off overtime, a 4-8 against the spread the next game.
Yep.
Does this set up for Tennessee at home? Because I got to tell you, the Ravens in Tennessee, I do like Tennessee in this spot. I just think they're a better team at home. It's 2.5 right now. I know Baltimore lost in overtime last week. I'm going to go against the trend. I do like Tennessee in this spot.
I'm going to surprise you. I think Baltimore played in overtime, too, last week, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, both teams played overtime last week?
Did Tennessee play in overtime?
No, they beat Buffalo, but yes. It was like barely.
It was the last seconds of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Baltimore this week. I do. I think that this is going to be one of those spots where you have to fade the trendy home dog. Tennessee has been good at home, but they've gotten some serious ref help. I mean, a couple weeks ago, that Philly-Tennessee game, Joe, where we were kind of against each other and I told you I like Tennessee, they did not win that game. Philly, I think, was the better team that game. I think the refs very much helped Baltimore, or very much helped Tennessee. I like Baltimore this week. I think that Baltimore covers that 2.5. I think they win. I think that Tennessee has been bad the last couple weeks. I think they barely beat the Bills. I like Baltimore minus the 2.5.
Okay. In the Sunday night game, of course, we can cut this one for all our people when they want to know what our pick is. So here it is. The Chiefs are 5-0 against the Patriots. Patriots are favored in this one. Right now it's 3.5, 3 at some places. 3.5's the number, and the total's at 59.5. There's only been two totals this high in history, and we looked them up, right? So
yep.
One went under, the other went over by 0.5. So I think we talked about this earlier, but the under might be the early play in this game. There's a rule sometimes when it's the highest spread of the week, do you go over? When it's the lowest total of the week, you go under. You know, national TV, it slows down a little bit. Two teams that know each other well. Last year's game went over the total. And that was the Patriots got whooped on.
That was week one.
That opening night, week one. So, This is a spot for the Patriots. This is a spot for the Pats to be, okay, you know, a lot of hype, MVP candidate. We lost to this team last year. The Patriots have struggled against the Chiefs. They have.
They have.
Just in their history. Remember that Monday night game where Trent Dilfer came out and said it's over?
Last year? I mean, they were awful last year. Kareem Hunt ran all over them.
I like the Patriots in the spot.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to make this a PP. I like the Patriots minus 3.5. I think they're going to win by 7 to 10 points, probably. I think there is a very good chance that the Pats are going to come out with stuff that Patrick Mahomes just hasn't seen before. It's a very Belichickian type of thing to do, to just kind of confuse that first-year starter. I know he's not a rookie, but he's a first-year starter, okay, in Patrick Mahomes. I think that, John Wallach this morning said that you know, first-time quarterbacks played under 10 games are like 0-6 or 0-7 versus Belichick all time. Wow. I think the Patriots are going to win this week. The money line on a three-point spread is very high for them. Very high. Mm. So usually on like a 3.5-point spread, it's, you know, it's like 165-ish. Wow. It's 180 for the Pats. I really like the Pats this week. I think everyone outside of New England is going to be on Kansas City. So local bookies, look out. everyone else, I mean, I think that Kansas City is going to be the trendy dog. I hate trendy dogs. They usually smell like crap. Usually, this is a big letdown spot for Kansas City. Just beat Jacksonville last week in a big game. I think that the Patriots have had success. They've been much better offensively the past couple weeks. They've had since Thursday night to prepare for this game. They're mostly healthy. Everything just comes up Pats to me this week. I like the Pats -3.5. PP, my third PP in the NFL. I like the Pats.
I like the Pats, too. The only thing I'm at is I think it's going to come down to the Chiefs' defense is just not that good. I'm not saying the Patriots' defense is great. They've been better over the last couple of weeks. And I don't know. I think they take Kelce out of the mix. And they try to let all the other receivers on the outside beat them. And Patrick Chung will probably be the key to that one against Kelce this week. And the Patriots have to stop the running game. If you remember last year, Kareem Hunt went buck wild against them. That was his coming out party. And there's going to be a lot of money on Kansas City based off the people who took the Jags last week. That's another thing. So I think the Vegas needs the Patriots in this game, too.
There's going to be a good chance that it's going to be a 50-50 split. I like New England no matter what. I don't care if the money's on them or what. I think New England's going to beat Kansas City this week. I just think that Kansas City defense is awful, and I think the Pats defense is not good. But I think that the Pats defense has a much better chance of stopping Mahomes a few times than the Kansas City defense does to stopping Brady with Gordon really in the mix. I mean, this is the week where you may see Josh Gordon get unleashed more than ever. I mean, he's coming off a week with, a really just a mini bye. You have Gronk now off 10 days. He'll be healthier. And you have Edelman, who is back in the fold. I mean, you know, you have pretty much your offense for the remaining year. So this is it. You got to come out guns a-blazing. I like the Pats this week.
Okay. And finally, the Monday night game, San Francisco goes on the road at Green Bay. Green Bay is 9.5-point favorites after coming off a loss. And normally Green Bay. Like, if you look at the Saints this week, they won handily. Does it happen back-to-back weeks where the favorite just rolls? You don't see that often, Dan. But I'm not back in San Francisco in this spot. I like Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't like either one. I have to be honest.
Total's 46.5.
The total's 46.5. I don't like either one of these sides. I think I might back Green Bay if I had to, but I don't think I'm going to. It's a weird spread. I think San Francisco probably deserves to be more around 10 or 11, at least. I mean, coming off of stupid bad loss at home versus Arizona. I mean, that was a stupid bad loss. So it's weird that it's only 9.5 for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's Green Bay wins, San Francisco covers maybe. I mean, maybe this is one of those. Weird game. I mean, to me, maybe we'll have a better read on it Monday. I just, it's a hard pass for me right now.
Yeah, nothing exciting in this game for me whatsoever. So there's your week 6 NFL card for you. We gave you college football. We got NFL as well. Just one final thing. ALCS, Red Sox and Astros right now, it's -155 Houston, +125 Red Sox. For me, the value is on the Red Sox, but I don't know. I think Houston is just too good. They lead in everything. They lead in offense. You can argue with me on that one. But pitching, bullpen, yeah, it's all Houston. The value is the Red Sox. But here's one thing, Dan. How many teams go to back-to-back World Series?
It's tough. I will say this. Man, I picked the Yankees last series. So I'm going to continue the trend and pick the Astros. Not because I think they're going to win, because I think I'm just right now in that crappy MLB zone. So give me the Astros. I like the Red Sox. So, I mean, I'm going to pick the Astros because I think it's going to be, you know, it's one of those, like, You just knock on wood, you don't kill the trend that you're going on. I think the Red Sox are going to win this series. I do.
Wow.
I'm going to take the Astros. Just because I think that if I do, then maybe some good juju on my side. I do. I just think that the Red Sox are going to be extremely undervalued. Home team, decent lineup. They've had some success versus Houston this year. You know, I think Price is actually might have a decent start for once in a blue moon. I think that this is going to be a decently fun game to watch, and the Red Sox are really just right now they're just on some sort of roll. I don't know if they're going to win it all, but I think they're going to have a good chance of getting to the World Series. So there, I like the Dodgers in the NLCS.
I'll tell you this: Major League Baseball really wants Red Sox Dodgers.
Oh my God, that would be so good for baseball. You're going to see some calls go the Red Sox and Dodgers way. Probably. That's my guess. That's my guess.
All right. We're going to wrap it up, Dan. We're going to take it to the window. I mean, where are the questions, people? At over under 985.
That was my fault. I didn't ask for questions this week.
What else? Over under 985 at Gmail. I'm at Joey Murray. He's at Dan Lifshatz. Oh, and a little tease. We're going to do an NBA breakdown, and we're going to tell you how you can bet NHL hockey as well.
Yeah, so we will do that midweek or next week.
For sure. So that's it for this week. We're going to give out plays. Watch our Twitter handles. And that's it. We're wrapping it up. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. You've been listening to Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.